Chapter 3. The phone rang at 7 o'clock, and Addie fumbled for the receiver. Hello?
Addie, it's Karen Kazarowski. This is Officer Kazarowski. I'm calling on official business. When Addie heard Karen's voice, the sleepy fog inside her brain cleared instantly. Karen Kazarowski. She hadn't heard her name in ages. But Addie had thought about her occasionally. Her voice, even after all these years, made her shiver. It was as though they had spoken only yesterday. What is it, officer? Addie questioned stiffly. Karen couldn't possibly think she could simply call, and Addie would crawl back to her. Karen had betrayed her, and she would never forget that. I'm sorry to be the one to bring you bad news, Addie. Your grandmother passed away yesterday. Addie gasped, her hand flying to her throat. What happened? I arrived at the scene at 6:15 p.m., Karen recited, as though reading from notes. A neighbor phoned to say that she had found Adelaide Cooper, your grandmother, dead in the backyard of her home. A large piece of space debris, approximately 36 by 25 by 18 inches, evidently killed her. Authorities are examining the object to determine its origin, but initial assessments identify it as a piece of communications equipment from a Russian Soyuz orbital module. That's all we have at the moment.
What about Tommy? Addie's heart thumped wildly. Dazed, she didn't ask herself what else could go wrong because, with her luck, anything could happen.
He's okay. He's still up in his tree, but keeps asking where his grandma is. Mrs. Sweetwater from next door and, I are keeping an eye on him.
Addie sat up and swung her legs to the floor, then shoved her hand into her hair and scratched her head roughly, trying to clear her mind. Poor Grandma! Her eyes burned and she swallowed convulsively. She didn't want to cry, at least not with Karen on the phone.
Are you all right, Addie?
I'm fine. Addie wanted no sympathy from Karen. She was still angry at her. The intensity of her pain had lessened over the years, but a small flicker of resentment still lingered.